Okay, good afternoon again, everybody, and welcome back. We now have the CCNSO Council meeting. We had a draft agenda published several weeks ago, and we now have the final agenda with some minor amendments that all of the Council have, I hope. And I have received apologies for the meeting from Dottie, who unfortunately was unable to travel this time, but we hope to see her in Toronto. And Dottie has offered me her proxy, so if I have one hand up, then count that as two. That's me and Dottie. Also have apologies from Peter Van Rost and Hangshan Lee and Cheryl Langdon Orr. And I believe we also have Margarita on the phone.
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Welcome. Okay, so let's work our way through the agenda. And the first item of which is the minutes and actions from the council meeting of the 12th of June. Doesn't seem 5 minutes ago. Let's just firstly work through the minutes of the meeting, please, which have already been circulated on the council list. Does anyone have any points of accuracy, please? Page one, two, three, four, just to prove we write long minutes, five, six and seven. Okay, excellent. So can we pass those minutes as agreed, all in favour? Excellent.
Yes.
Thank you, Margarita. Okay. So next then, the actions from that meeting. As is traditional, Gabby, could you do us a quick update, please?
Yes. We have action 7401, the chair to forward ICANN's invitation to select a representative for a strategic plan advisory group to the SOP working group. I believe this has been done, but you're waiting for further input from ICANN, right?
We're waiting for further input from the SOP working group, I think. Roloff? This one.
Okay. That's right. I'll still, like I responded to your email, and we are waiting. In fact, we are waiting further input from ICANN because we discussed this during the SOP meeting on Sunday, and they promised to come up with a clearer view on the roles and the responsibilities of this working group vis-à-vis ICANN and the existing working groups.
Excellent. So can we ensure that the Secretariat chased that up? It may well get lost in the pile of actions from this week. Thank you.
And we have action 7402, Keith Davidson, Vikam Pisana and Bart Boswinkle to discuss how to best select which public comments request the CCNSO should respond to for further discussion in Prague. And this has been done. And then we have action 7403, Keith Davidson to post a link to the public comment request regarding the board members' conflict of interest issue on the council email list. And Keith wants to say something about that. It will be done in 5 seconds for those who didn't hear. Action 7404, the Secretariat to remind the Board of the suggested topic for the joint meeting with the CCNSO and ask for feedback. That's done. And then action 7405, the Chair and Peter van Rooster to liaise with the GAC on the possibility of having a panel discussion at the joint CCNSO GAC meeting. That's done, and Peter van Rooster sent me an email saying that Heather has been in general in favour for such a solution.
She has indeed. So I've had separate discussions with both Peter and the GAC Chair, and we all agree it's a good idea. We did look at the topics on our list for this meeting and decided that none of them naturally fell into that format, but that we will apply our minds to selecting something for the next meeting that would more naturally lend itself to that. So we're on the case. Okay, so that's all of the actions that we can recall from the previous meeting. Anyone have anything else we've missed or any other matters arising that aren't otherwise on the agenda? No? Okie doke. Thank you. Thank you. Let's move on. So, item two on our agenda, for those of you that have not heard or seen us in action, we have a new approach where we have updates from the chairs, vice chairs and council members. And these are updates as to what's happened, what we've been involved in since our last council call. This is something we do regularly on the council calls. And as you'll gather, it's not very long ago since we had the last council call. That was on the 12th of June. So the first item is the chair's update. And so from my perspective, I've been involved in a lot of pre-Prague preparation, as one would hope. On Friday of this week, sorry, last week, feels like forever, we had an ESSO and AC chairs meeting with the ICANN CEO and the VP of Policy. This is a regular feature on my ICANN agenda and on the agendas of the other chairs. And this is quite a useful discussion in terms of firstly highlighting the things that we are going to be talking about as a community during the week, but also highlighting shared concerns. And council members will recall that on our last discussion we were talking about the problems the revised comment period time frame is giving us, and I was able to raise that with the SONAC chairs before that meeting, with the outcome that all of us went in really in support of a CCNSO call for council to look at that comment period item. So you'll have seen, I suspect, that the CCNSO wrote to the Public Participation Committee chair on that issue, but also helpfully we do have the support of the other committees, so I'm hopeful that progress will ensue. We also, as a group, then met with the new CEO, so we had the privilege of having dinner with two CEOs at one time. And again, that was quite helpful in terms of Fade starting to get up to speed by having an informal discussion with each of us. And we all went away with very good impressions from that discussion. Next, I've been liaising with a number of members regarding the meeting with the ICANN board, the CCNSO meeting with the ICANN board, both to hear your concerns in advance of that meeting and to hear your concerns after that meeting. I think from a personal point of view, it's clear that our concerns have been heard and we are looking to the board to take action, and we will see what ensues, but I think we have made some useful impact this week and our messages have certainly got over. And finally, as just mentioned now, I've had a couple of discussions with the GAC chair about how we can make the GAC CCNSO discussions more productive and, more importantly, more participative and interesting for the people involved and in the audience. So that's what I've been up to since 12th of June, not to mention the day job. Vice chairs, Keith.
Is that hearable from down the other end? Oh, yes, that's working. Just the usual round for me, or two things for me, just the usual preparatory meetings for Prague, but an item of record, I think, since the last meeting, I've been elected to the ISOC board, and I don't think that position leads me into any position of conflict with my role here, but nonetheless I'd like it declared and noted, and should any conflict arise I'll excuse myself at the time. And that position commences from 4th of August for a period of 3 years.
Thank you, Keith. We express congratulations on that, or commiserations. Okay, and moving on to Byron.
In my role of vice chair since June 12th, I don't have a lot to report, to be honest. However, I did stand in for Leslie at the business constituency breakfast. Was that only yesterday or the day before? And just helped be a liaise for that specific event.
Okay, thank you, Byron. And from council members. Hung?
Okay. I have an update on the ICANN Academy Working Group. We had a meeting in this morning. What is clear from the ICANN side is that there's no budget approved for ICANN Academy in Toronto, and it's quite unlikely to have any project in next fiscal year. Instead, ICANN Board has approved the budget for another training program. It's called Leadership and Orientation. There will be a pilot project in Toronto, but no details has been disclosed. And the curriculum and logistic will be arranged by staff. I guess they haven't approached Byron and the local host in Toronto. We don't know whether it will be a few days before ICANN meeting or after that. But ICANN is going to fully fund that. I will make sure whatever name is going to be used, CCTLD community, CCSO members will, should have equal opportunity to access this kind of training services that's going to be offered by ICANN. This is.
Thank you very much for that, Hong. Do you want to say anything to the paper you circulated to the CCTLD and CCTLD community list? I forget the official title, the statement. I know there were a couple of points that caused concern, and you'll recall that I emailed on one of those.
Oh, thanks for affirming that. I have a clarification here. That's not a document of a large advisory committee. It's only a document of six individuals from a large community. The document's name is R3. It's to make ICANN respective, respectful and responsive. I guess it's the title. The concern has been raised that one of the points is to make CCTLDs gradually subject to the general standards in the ICANN community. We've realized that we have a communication with the board this morning. And a board member also raised this issue. They said that's not appropriate point, at least at the moment. So the document will be revised, and that will be relieved. Right.
Excellent. That's a very helpful outcome. And I'm sure if there are any other six people who would like to form a statement, then CCNSO will be happy to participate in some shape or form, particularly if it covers CCNSO things. Okay, thanks, Hong. Paulos, you wanted to comment?
Just one item. On Sunday, we were involved and initiated the detailed briefing session with the .cz registry system, and it was a whole-day session that involved 9 CCTLDs, and we held it in their really nice academy right here in Prague. There was Rwanda, Namibia, Costa Rica, Angola, four islands, and Malawi and .AS. I can't remember. And just to take the opportunity to really thank .cz and their registry for attending to this CCTLDs. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Paulos. Okay. Moving down the table then, Rolof.
Thank you, Leslie. I will just report on new membership. Since our last meeting, we have joined Bahrain.bh to the membership, and they are member number 133.
Thank you very much. Sorry, I can't see down the table. Becky.
I've just been working with Bernie and Bart on the Freedom of Interpretation Working Group framework for Interpretation Working Group. So
that's why we need the framework.
Right, exactly right.
Excellent. And I think we have your change in job title coming up a bit later on, so we'll cover that then. Hero?
Yes, thank you, Leslie. It's not exactly an ICANN activity, but related to one. There will be the third AP Regional IGF meeting from July 18th to 20th in Tokyo. I have been a bit helping the preparation. Please come.
Thank you, Hiro. Yohani, anything to report?
No.
No? Youngham?
Hi, this is Fernando. Along with four other members, we've been working on the study group of the capacity building. We've had several meetings, and thanks to the help of the staff, Gabby and Bart, a report has been produced, and there's going to be more details discussed later.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Youngham, did you want to say anything?
Just briefly that we had a presentation on the study group on names of countries and territories, and Paul has sent the list a meeting report or a progress report, and I will circulate it to the list, the council list.
Okay, thank you. Vika?
I attended a meeting today of between a substantial number of ICANN board members and African government representatives and other African representatives about ICANN's participation, I mean, increased awareness in Africa, where the new CEO was present as well, and came up with an interesting suggestion of setting up a small team of people with a mandate of delivering a strategy in Toronto. But how ICANN will increase awareness in Africa, it will affect, obviously, African CTLDs of ICANN as well, and the CCNSO, obviously.
Okay, thank you. We look forward to hearing developments on that. Anyone else? No?
I've been in touch with the administrator of the NIC Paraguay. They want to become a CCNSO member, and it would be important for us because it's the last one that we need for full South American countries in the CCNSO.
Excellent. I hear some competition creeping in here. They would be very welcome. Anyone else? Yeah? Sokol, sorry.
Yes, since our last conference call, I had a meeting with officials of Albanian government, just trying to raise awareness on ICANN, updated and briefed them on the recent developments, and namely I had a meeting with Minister of Innovation and ICT, and tried to also push them to be represented here, whether through the manager of CCTLD or at GAC through a government representative. Of course, I'll follow up on that just to see and to push them to move and have a representative here. So thanks.
Excellent. Thank you. Margarita, did you want to update colleagues? No. Have we lost her?
Hello?
Hi, Margarita. I know you've been busy with Noncom.
Right.
Good.
Thank you.
Was there any updates you wanted to provide, please?
Ah, okay. Okay. I'm sorry, I don't have any updates.
Thank you so much. Okay, I just didn't want to leave you out. Okay, so I know we have apologies from some of the observers. Carolina, I can see you're in the room. I think we might have lost Jan. Were there any updates you wanted to report?
Microphone.
most of my updates was said during the RO update session, because that's how we have organized ourselves for this meeting.
That's excellent. I just didn't want to leave you out either.
Thank you, Leslie.
Okay, thank you. And CCNSO Secretariat, Bart?
Just 2 points. One is the work plan will be updated after this meeting to take into account the results of this meeting that will be shared with the council. And if there are any questions, that's probably the right time. And secondly, the topic of translations, etc., is deferred because I didn't have the time to write a starting note for discussion. So that will be on the next council call.
We understand. Christina?
Nothing right now. I will talk later in the agenda.
Okay, nothing from Gabby. Okay, let's move on then to item 3 on our agenda, which is the Tech Day working group briefing. So we had some discussion in the council about the Tech Day, and Eberhard and his team very kindly wrote us a briefing paper. And I'd like to say thank you to Eberhard and the technical team members really for that paper, but more broadly for your work in taking Tech Day forward. It's become a key element of the CCNSO programme. But like all things CCNSO, we're trying to think about how to involve it and build on it and make it better. So over to you.
Thank you very much. I actually never thought I would get to sit on this table.
It's a temporary thing.
It's not so bad, is it really?
I was hoping for that. Okay, all of the council members should have received our briefing paper. We updated it today with a recommendation, which I also have on the presentation, and we can go over verbally. But I have made a small presentation, 10 slides, out of the briefing paper, so we can go through it in short. I don't like to read the whole paper, I think. Okay, the introduction is clear. Leslie just mentioned the action item, which I just in shortly put here. As we know, technical changes involve not only the GTLDs or CCTLDs, it also has impact on strategic technical operational management of the TLDs. There are therefore different concerns which we need to look at, but from different perspectives, and the details are in the paper. I don't want to go too deep now. Tech Day, I think, is the technical part of this process, or can be the technical part of this process. Who attends Tech Day? It's mainly technical people who don't really attend the CCNSO meetings. I know, for example, .de is very strict on separating policy with technology, so sometimes they attend even not the technical people, don't even attend ICANN meetings, but if they do, they usually attend Tech Day. The ones that do attend are expected to concentrate on the technical issues, whereas the technical content of the ICANN meeting per se is split over the whole week. The DNS workshop is on Wednesday. Otherwise, little topics or big topics are spread all over with gaps in between, sometimes buried in the agenda and not really seen so well. We are being told by many people that they would not justify attending ICANN meetings if it were not for these larger meetings. Further to the attendance, in Prague we had actually in the morning session 90 people. It was quite amazing. Just see this here. In the afternoon it was about 80. I don't know whether it was postprandial or whether it was the topic. I come to the topic just now. There was one interesting one that I would like to go a little bit deeper into. We have had a DNS OARC meeting in San Francisco where more than 100 members were there on both days, and many of them would not have come to an ICANN meeting. The same thing is planned for Toronto. They have approached us again. They said this was quite a success and they want to do it again.
Eberhard, could I just encourage you to slow down a little bit for people who are not so good at English? That would be great.
I am sorry. It happens to me all the time. especially when there are translators involved. Okay, the Tech Day and the CNOSO meeting complement and reinforce each other. And we're quite grateful that Council has six, 7 months ago suggested that Andre Philipp, who is on both the program committee of the CCNSO main meeting, and us should coordinate a little bit better, or to coordinate that we can avoid duplication. On the other hand, that we can reinforce things. We had this previously where, for example, .ng was speaking on Tech Day and on the main meeting on the same topic from different angles. Many of the changes are driven by technical innovation. The WHOIS protocol was identified to have significant technical weaknesses, but while then a move was made to change it, at the same time we can improve on governance issues. TechDay has further been on the forefront of innovation, and that's what I want to come to the meeting in Prague. We had in the morning an enormously interesting presentation by Richard Lamp, who has figured out, and I must say, together with Louis, who has implemented it already in CR, an extremely cheap way of using a chip that is available in most computers to allow hardware encryption as far as DNSSEC is concerned. Since these machines are extremely expensive to purchase, it's a barrier to entry, and if we have got now these on laptops that are available for $200, that can lower the burden, and it can also lower the excuses by some CCTLDs, we can't do it. There's an increasing shift for this to start at ICANN meetings. Center, for example, has got also this divided, and APTLD also, but no GTLDs really attend those meetings. I think I went ahead of myself and put the TPM HSM issue from Louis and Richard already a slide too fast. That's the one that I wanted to mention it in. Again, the joint DNSSEC and Tech Day meetings show that people who would not make it to ICANN meetings come to ICANN meetings and also bring up stuff that was very interesting. I recall quite interestingly from San Francisco where somebody used pings just to measure attendance at university, whether the university in some country was on strike. You could measure this by network latency. So research is being done. This is a funny example, but research is being done. It can be used to things that we techies that only focus on the pure things don't really realize. These changes affect DGs and the CCTLDs in the same way. IDN, DNSSEC is no different whether you're CCTLD or GTLD. It only differs in how big you are. Some CCTLDs have BIT, .uk, .at, AUS registry have BIT, or ARI have BIT, and GNSO doesn't have a dedicated Tech Day. The technical meetings that they have are spread over, as I said, and poorly attended. And GTLD are already attending Tech Day. If we had known that Richard was doing some of this cool stuff before, we only figured it out at 10:30 at night that it's going to happen. The night before, then we would have advertised it a bit, and I'm quite sure some more people would have been there. In addition to joint OARC, DNS and Tech Day, the Fred Masterclass that Paulus mentioned, thankfully, basically was conceived at Tech Day in San Jose when Andre and I sat together and said, why don't we do that? So we are almost at the end. We are having a vision. One thing that becomes increasingly clearer the longer we do that this organizational divide between Gs and the different constituencies is a barrier. Simon McCullough from Nominate made a radical proposal that a few meetings back that we should lift the CCNSO in some way to cross-constituency, to bring the GNSO on board, to target invitations to all constituencies. We have done some discussions to stakeholders. I was very grateful that I was reminded of the cross-constituency breakfast where I discussed it and received good feedback. But some say this proposal should come to the CCNSO Council, and I think that's the right way of doing this. We should. I have so far had the approach of sort of in baby steps trying to involve them and invite them, but it's better if this comes from the right forum. We can widen the content. We will increase pool. It is good for the ICANN meetings. The more people come to would come to such a day, they would also come to the other meetings. It is hoped. And my final slide that was not on the original paper, which is on the paper that I sent out today, is a recommendation. We basically see two options. Council can either instruct us to explore this further and come up with suggestions, but I favor the approach that Council should approach the GNSO Council directly and suggest that they second one individual onto the program committee, maybe even as a co-chair. We're a very liberal bunch there, so that we right now already involve one of them into the making of the program. Whether it's a purely CCDE tech day or not, we get some input. We see, we can gauge the landscape. We see what's going on. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Eberhard. Very useful presentation. And, you know, the origins for this came from a council discussion about how we might move forward. So that's exactly what you've looked at. So thank you. I'm slightly wary about being recommendations at the meeting, though, that people haven't really had a chance to consider fully. So those are different from that in the paper, although they're quite similar in outlook, as it were. So let me just check with council members. Firstly, are there any questions for Eberhard in terms of direction of travel, the information he's provided? And do you feel comfortable with looking at these options now, or would you rather pause and take them to our next council call? I'd appreciate some feedback on both of those. I have Youngerman and Keith.
I just have a question for Eberhard. Have you discussed this even in private with the any of the GNSO staff or members?
I was across the table of Zaid Jamil from the GNSO Council. So, of course, we discussed this, and he was very much in favor. But we have that was the actual goal of this cross-constituency breakfast meeting. I would not approach council or council member officially because I don't have no mandate. I personally would prefer if council would not take recommendations or resolutions that were made on the table. But we discussed it with the group and came up with something that we thought might be a good idea to add to the meeting because we noticed we didn't have made a recommendation. But, of course, we serve at the pleasure of council. And I personally prefer if council took... You have calls every 2 weeks or so if you to make the recommendation then. Or to decide what you want us to do.
Okay, so just for clarity, I mean, I did see recommendations, as it were, in the paper from which we had a draft resolution on the council agenda. Whilst Keith is asking or preparing to ask his question, I don't know if you've seen that draft resolution. No. It's in effect the first one there.
I was just really going to compliment Eberhard and his team on the preparation of the document, and but I do feel a little bit reserved in terms of voting right now, so maybe it is something that we could refer to the next council call, and I don't think that should be taken as anything other than wanting to proceed, but having some time to reflect and think would be useful.
Okay, so let me just... The draft resolution as it stands, Eberhard, probably does what you're looking to do anyway. So it's asking the technical working group to further explore opening up the Tech Day Programme Committee as a joint community committee involving in particular the GNSO and the ESSAC, and to report back in due course with the suggested path to move forward. I think that's kind of what you're saying there anyway.
It's almost verbatim to what I'm seeing here on my bullet points. So I would be very happy to scrap the second option. We just thought I wasn't aware of this resolution, otherwise I would have not put the other resolution in because we basically have the same mind here.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
I don't want to preempt the council, because if they say no, let's go and make a plan right away, we do what council wants us to do.
Okay, that's cool. Sorry, Paulos.
Yeah, thank you. I would like to note, yes, that Tech Day has been very useful to us, and it's been very successful. So as a small CCTOD, I'm aware that the expansion of the program has the risk of leaving out the edges. And it's my hope that when the expansion is being done, that the edges, the big and the small, will be well taken care of. I would like to reflect on this a little bit more. Thanks.
My personal opinion has always been that we must take care of the small, the medium CCTLDs more than the big ones, from which we can learn, so to say. So on the other hand, if we were to branch out into the Gs, there is small Gs coming up, the new GTLDs. There are 17 African applicants. I was at the Afralo African meeting today, and they were squealing about not enough African application. I said, that's not the point. The point is that the 17s that are there must succeed, and they must not depend on technology outside of the continent, where they are totally dependent, remain dependent on this. So my interest has for many years been in helping smaller CCTLDs, African or other developing CCTLDs. So I can guarantee you, as long as I'm involved in this it's always difficult to find a good topic mix where the big TLDs are interested and the small ones. But we always have been trying to do this. I personally was very bored by one of the presentations on Tuesday, but that's the way it is.
We're digressing slightly. Mm-hmm. Right. Any other council comments, please? Okay, I've heard. Margarita, did you wish to say anything?
No comments.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm hearing a couple of people saying we'd just like a moment to pause and consider. And I'm not hearing anybody saying that this isn't a desirable direction of travel. Does that reflect the consensus of the group? Okay, so on that basis, I think we will say thank you ever so much for the report. Keith?
Sorry, could I just ask if it would hinder the process at all if this is the decision doesn't occur for 1 month, when we next meet by teleconference? Would that cause any concern to Eberhard and his team?
I can withdraw the second option right now. Yeah, so it basically, I would be very happy with the motion that you have on the table. But if you want to wait, personally, I think there's nothing wrong with reflecting on things properly and make decisions after consideration. I think this is a very good point.
Okay, Paulos, I think you were the person who was suggesting we reflect, but now we're down to one option as a recommendation. Do you wish a pause still?
If it's just to explore further, I don't have any option. I don't have any opposition.
Excellent. Thank you. Anyone else? See, we're in negotiation now already, aren't we? Okay. So the draft resolution is that we ask the Tech Working Group to explore the further opening up of Tech Day Programme Committee as a joint community committee involving, in particular, the GNSO and the ESSAC, and to report back in due course with a suggested path to move forward. Could I have votes in support of that, please?
Leslie,
mm-hmm.
could I just have one more input into that?
Mm-hmm.
There were two recommendations by Eberhard, and I'm thinking that maybe not formally, but at least informally, the council members could, in the hallways, approach GNSO Council and discuss this matter with them as well.
So I heard Eberhard dropping the second recommendation and reverting to the one that was in the paper and the one that's on the council papers, but I'm sure that wouldn't prevent conversations. Okay.
I am perfectly happy with anything the council decides on this matter.
Can we write that down? That must be a moment in history.
I will forget it immediately.
Okay. All of those in support of the one option. Any votes against? Any abstentions? Margarita?
I agree.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much, Eberhard. You can stand down now. Righty here, I promise the rest of the agenda items won't be quite as lengthy. Okay, so item number 4 on our agenda was the about the informal council study group. And previous council watchers and members will recall that we were talking about participation and volunteer capacity, which was a concern to the council. We created a thinking group to informally get together to talk about building increased participation. And Fernando very kindly led that thinking group and has reported. I think this is an interim report, if I remember rightly, Fernando, but could you like to speak to that item?
Yes, first of all, I really want to thank the ICANN staff that has been very supportive in this process. For me, it's been a first time doing this type of work, and I guess it does talk about increasing participation. Which is part of what the group has been studying. So, as part of the sessions, we initiated the study group with a set of questions that were sent by Leslie, and the group initially focused on how to increase participation among members, and also some of the things that we've come up with could also be applied at the council level. The areas that we focused on were on engagement, getting more active participation from members. There's a lot of new members coming on board to the CCNSO, so we need to figure out ways to get them involved. And then once they are involved, we need to keep them involved, and we need to figure out how to do that, continue their participation and their involvement. And one of the other areas that we focused on was on the review of the working group organization, whereas there's going to be a little bit more, I guess, the recommendation is to give a little bit more responsibility to the chairs of the different working groups and to explain a little bit more the level of commitment that is needed for the working group. Given the time frame, we were not able to focus on how to distribute the increased workload, but the members of the study group are willing to continue on the project for the next step, which could be a target delivery date would be the next ICANN meeting in Toronto, and we also would like to make an additional call for volunteers to join the group to help us with the next step.
Thank you very much, Fernando. Before we move to the requests or the resolutions, any questions or comments, please, for Fernando? Roloff?
Yes, I have a question and I have a few comments. My first question, the question is, on page 5 in the document, you propose benchmarking the goals of the working group regularly. What is meant by benchmarking the goals of the working groups? Okay, maybe then that's a question we note and we get the answer later, because it puzzled me. Immediately below on that page, the informal working group recommends for all working group chairs to provide an assessment report of their working groups, and I an overview of how active their working group members are and their thoughts on what they think the reason for non-activeness might be. And although I understand the use of such a report, I would like to put it to the council and to the informal working group that this would mean that, in addition to the fact that inactive working groups already put an extra load on those working group members that are active, if I now also have to, as a chair, have to come up with a report on which members are inactive and why they are inactive, this inactiveness gives me another workload. And I wonder if that can be the goal of this exercise. So this is a recommendation that, although I understand the goal, I do not agree with it, because it will just give me more work.
So I'm sure that thinking can be taken back to the thinking group. As I understand it, this wasn't meant to be another task to add to the numerous tasks that some of the group chairs do. It was also not intended as a name and shame. Maybe I saw that as a status report or something like that. Fernando, can you add anything more to the thinking that was behind that?
Yes, one of the areas that we were looking at is and getting some feedback, I guess, within the study group itself. There's the notion that sometimes the working groups get volunteers to participate, and then there's not a lot of participation within that within those volunteers. So we were trying to figure out a way to get them engaged, maybe get even the chair of the study group to be more active in getting non-active members to participate, and even so other experienced members of the working group could also help and facilitate that active participation. But once again, these are recommendations that we're putting forward, and we welcome your feedback.
Okay, then this is my final remark, and it's a suggestion. You have a part on improving the information to potential working group members, and I would suggest that we include, that we clearly communicate that joining a working group means a commitment to contribute substantially, and that such a commitment is a personal responsibility. Maybe it is something that an existing chair could have a talk about with any new joining member, but maybe it's also something that would be useful to put it on the CCNSO website, where we have our working group information, because maybe this is also something that is not communicated clearly enough before somebody joins a working group.
Yes, thank you for that feedback.
So, Fernando, with my non-chair hat on, I wonder also if there's a possibility of collating some materials for chairs. I remember years ago, when I had never been a chair before, suddenly being made a chair of one of the working groups, I didn't know quite what to do and how to do the work and how to, you know, manage the work, encourage people or whatever. And it strikes me that maybe there's some working group chairing best practice that we could usefully document and share with people. Paulus?
Thank you, Chair. I think that over the last few months, I get very often a question from new members who want to join a particular working group, but when they come to the ICANN meetings, the working group meeting is labeled closed. I don't know if the study group could look at this and whether it is a significant barrier to participation. I think it is, especially for newcomers that are joining the groups. Thanks.
Yes, that was one of the areas that was discussed within the group. One of the recommendations talks about not setting limits on working groups, but at the same time, we realize that there needs to be some sort of level of expertise depending on what the study group, what the working group is dealing with.
Okay, but I think Paula's point was about doing a test of the working group at an ICAM meeting, for example. Yeah, okay. So plenty of ideas for you to continue your work, which is just as well, because the proposal is that we ask you to continue with your work. So the draft resolution, we might have a problem with the first resolution, which is about adopting the recommendations. So I didn't hear that all of those were accepted. But we have item 2 on the draft resolution that we request the study group to continue the work on workload and its prioritisation and to report to the council by ICANN Toronto, which is what you are asking for. And additionally, that the council request put out a call for volunteers amongst council members and the community, in particular for volunteers with expertise and knowledge of prioritisation of workload. So I think if you're okay, Fernando, I think we might need to drop the first one in the sense that these are interim recommendations, that we wait for the recommendations of the final report, if you would be comfortable with that.
Yes, I think we'll be comfortable with that.
Okay. So the two resolutions then are continue your work and report for Toronto, hopefully, and to put out a call for more volunteers. Can I have a show of hands whether councillors are in support of those two, please? Thank you. Any objections? Any abstentions? Margarita?
I agree.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much, Fernando, for that and the work of your fellow group members. So, moving on to item 5, which is about the CCNSO statement and position paper guidelines. So this is about how we formulate our position papers and whether, in fact, we decide to make a comment on something. Sorry, it's been a long day. Okay, so we have a draft resolution for us to discuss, which is to request the staff to provide an update of the guidelines on CCNSO statements and position papers by the next CCNSO Council meeting, to include also a structured approach about advising the Council whether or not to launch a CCNSO statement process. Any comments or questions on that one? Deadly silence. I think it's relatively non-controversial. Okay. Good. Okay, can I have any votes in support of that one, please? Wonderful. Anyone against? Any abstentions? Margarita?
Agree.
Thank you very much. Okay. Item 6 is Becky Burr's statement as non-com appointee. Becky, do you want to just put this one in context?
Yes. I contacted the chair of the nominating committee, Vonda Scardazzini, and Leslie and John Jeffrey when I moved from private practice of law to New Star, just to indicate that I was making that move and also to inquire whether there were any implications for my position as a NOMCOM appointee, given the fact that New Star is obviously part of the contracted house party, but also happily a member of the CCNSO as the operator for .us. So I just wanted to make sure that we were dotting our T's and crossing our ethical I's.
As one should. So congratulations on your new role. I raised the question with the legal team. There was a bit of a glitch in getting a response, but we eventually had one this week. Sorry. We eventually got a response this week to advise that that's perfectly fine. You remain as a NOMCOM appointee and in that capacity until such time as you retire from the end of your term.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased.
We are too, Becky. Okay, moving on. Item 7 on our agenda is the ESSAC report on the domain registration model. It was only the other day, you recall, that the ESSAC visited, and we are talking about making a CCNSO statement. So the resolution to discuss is that we request staff to call for volunteers as a drafting team to provide input and feedback to ESSAC on its report, SAC 54, I don't know, taking into account the comments and discussions during the CCNSO meeting, and the drafting team will be appointed as soon as possible. Bart, did we have volunteers for that team as yet? Okay. Okay. So there was some interest at the discussion about providing CCNSO comment. Any comments or questions or whatever on that one? Okay. Can I ask all votes, therefore, in support of that resolution? Anyone against? Anyone abstaining? Margarita?
I agree.
This is just a test, you're still on the call. Thank you. Okay, item number 8. I'm starting to laugh now, don't start me off. Item number 8, the CCNSO statement on ICANN's draft statement on SSRT recommendations numbers 1 and 3. So you'll recall that we had Patrick Jones and Jeff Moss come to present on this one just the other day. And the draft resolution, firstly, is that we ask the chair to ask Patrick Jones to extend the public comment period on this draft statement on the SSRT recommendations until the 28th of August. You remember that we recall that we commented they hadn't had much feedback as yet, and we wanted some time to give a CCNSO comment. Then, assuming the comment period will be extended, that we launch a CCNSO statement process and appoint a drafting team. Now, apparently, assuming that we might approve that, we already have volunteers for a drafting team who are hoping to meet tomorrow. So we've been quite quick at actioning this one. Can I ask, are there any comments or questions on that? Okay, so can I put, the drafting team members who've volunteered so far are Vika, Patricio, Jörg Schreider, Paul Schindler, and Becky Burr as Chief Drafter-in-Chief. And the proposal also is that we send an invitation to see if anyone else is here who would like to be involved in that. When the drafting team has produced a statement, that will of course be circulated to the member list and to the CCGRD community list for anyone who wishes to add, subtract, or change that statement. Okay, can I ask for votes in support of that draft resolution then? Oh, Paulos.
So, are you going to add the invitation to the resolution?
The question was, are we going to add the invitation to that resolution? Yes, we can do. Need to be very quick to see it, because it may well be published after the group has met. If you see what I mean. But I think we will add that we will circulate the draft statement as I described. Yeah? Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Votes in support of that one, please. Mike.
Works. That's why, you see, according to launches the CCNSO statement process, because all these steps, say on consultation, etc., are defined in that process. So you don't need to add this in the resolution.
Excellent, thank you. I'm glad somebody knows the processes. Roloff, did you just quickly want to excuse yourself?
Yes, I'm very sorry, but I have an external conference call just now. I'm a bit late already for that, so I just want, maybe you can vote for me because I'm in agreement with the resolutions that are still to come. And Bart, would you be able to do the SOP update for me briefly? Because I think we've been talking about it so much that, yeah? I'm very sorry.
We could all do the SOP update for you now. We've heard it so many times.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay, so I now have three votes. Okay, so votes on the draft resolution. We almost had a vote just then. Let's just do that one more time. Council members in support of that resolution? Thank you. Anyone against? Any abstentions? Margarita?
I agree.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on, item 9 on our agenda, the CCTLD community wiki. People will recall that quite some time ago we were, I think this followed on from the participation committee or something like that, we agreed to set up a wiki as an experiment. Christina, we have an evaluation report from you. Would you like to introduce that?
Yes. Well, as Leslie said, we made an attempt to launch CCTLD wiki space as an alternative of a closed space instead of having it right on the CCNSO website. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem that there is much interest to keep it. Since the opening of the wiki in November 2011, only one thing has happened there, except for the stuff that I put there, and that is that somebody liked the blog post that I made. And according to the wiki implementation plan that was drafted, we also conducted a survey to see how many people, well, how people experienced the trial. And, well, the replies show that, indicate that there is not much interest to keep it. One indicator is that we sent the survey to over 200 people and we only got 32 replies, of which 6 had never visited the wiki at all, so... if you want to look more carefully at the survey replies, there is a link in my report. But on this basis, we from the Secretariat would recommend that we put the wiki in hibernation for now, because it doesn't seem like people really want it. And we won't close it down or remove it, just put it to sleep for a while and with the possibility to resume the project in the future.
Thank you, Christina. Any comments or questions? I mean, from my perspective, I don't think the work is wasted, but maybe it was slightly before its time, and that's one of the reasons why we said we would trial this work. So it goes into hedgehog mode, it goes into hibernation for a period of time to come out in the spring when we can reuse it. Okay, so the draft resolution is taking into account the results from the survey and the recommendation of staff. The CCNSO Council decides to put the CCTLD wiki project in hibernation to be resumed once general interest should increase in the future. Can I have a vote on that one, please, in support? Thank you. Anyone against? Anyone abstaining? Christina?
Margarita.
Margarita, sorry.
Well, it's sad, but I agree.
I agree it's sad, but I'd like to thank the Secretariat for their work in trying to make it work. Much appreciated.
Okay,
moving on, we're almost there. Council elections is the next item on our agenda. So in March 2003, the following people come to the end of their term. Someone called Leslie Cowley from the European region, Keith Davidson from the Asia-Pacific region, Fernando Espana from the Espana, I can never say that, sorry Fernando, Espana from the North American region, Paulos Narenda from the African region, and Rolando Toledo from the LAC region. And therefore we need to appoint an election manager. The draft resolution is that the CCNSO Council appoints Gabriella as election manager for the CCNSO elections, Council elections 2012-13, and requests her to conduct all necessary preparation to launch the CCNSO Council election by the end of August 2012. Can I have any comments or questions on that one? No? Okay, I'll just make a personal comment that very much we encourage people to stand. Please don't assume that your current council member either wishes to continue or is assuming that they will continue. It would be very healthy to have elections and to have a range of candidates for members to choose from. And I'm sure that anyone considering standing, you would be more than welcome to approach current councillors to understand a bit more about what is involved. Okay, so can I have votes in support of the draft resolution, please? Thank you. Anyone against? Any abstentions? Margarita?
I agree.
Thank you very much. Okay. Item 11 is working group and other updates. A lot of our work this week has been on receiving working group and other updates, but let me just run through the list to see if there's anything we haven't covered. First up is the finance working group. We've heard from you a lot this week. Any closing comments, Byron?
Please don't make me say it again.
No, we won't. The SOP working group might well make the same comment. The Framework of Interpretation working group.
Ditto.
This could be a record for getting through this list. The Joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN working group. Is not here. Same. And next up, Bart, the DSSA working group. The study group on the use of names for countries and territories, we've heard from as well. Youngham, was there anything to add? Thank you. The meetings program working group, Vika.
Nothing much. We'll obviously be meeting, I'm sure, in the next few weeks to start kicking, to kickstart the program. I'm thinking about the games tonight. to kickstart the Toronto meetings program and review the other results of the meeting survey that we normally have at the end of these meetings, and just to reiterate and ask people here to please go and run through that survey and give us your feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Vika. Start kicking the program's meeting group sounds quite appropriate sometimes. Okay, IDN working group number one, Bart? Okay, and IDN working group two, Hiro?
Yes, to confirm the result of yesterday's session and how to move forward, working group two will meet tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., very briefly.
Excellent. We look forward to an update on the next call. Okay, we're almost there. The next item is liaison updates. So the ALAC liaison, Ron, in his normal, extremely efficient way, will post the ALAC meeting, the ALAC liaison summary after this meeting, because you've not finished yet. In fact, I hear ALAC's going on Friday and all sorts of things. So we look forward to receiving that update in due course. and we had a GNSO liaison from Hang Tran sent by email this afternoon. Now, there was a point on there for the council to discuss, and that was about the internationalisation of who is data. Are we picking that up in some way, Bart?
Yes, that will be at the next council call.
At the next council call. Good. Excellent. Okay, so next I have the next council meetings. They're on the agenda. We have an informal call on the 3rd of July that I'd encourage people to participate in, please. And that's the post-Prague discussion. The next formal council call is on the 28th of August, and the one after that is on the 25th of September. And I have a few items of any other business. Can I just check if anyone else has any other business? Ooh. Hang on, that was Keith.
Actually, I wanted to comment on the meetings.
Ooh, okay, hang fire. Keith, Byron, and... Okay, Keith?
Just, do we have a scheduled call for our ICANN... or is that the first one, the informal one? Is that the ICANN board representatives?
Indeed it is.
Sorry, yeah. My apologies.
Thank you. That's all right. I thought it was going to be a more difficult question.
Leslie, I had a quick question. Just normally our calls are at 12 UTC. I noticed that July 3rd is 11:30. Is that...
That's because one of the two board...
Directors,
yes, yeah. Couldn't make it. He has a call at 12:30 UTC, so yeah, for him to make any sense to join the call, we had to move it forward.
Okay, so let me just move on to any other business. Firstly, we have had sincere apologies from Kurt and from Akram for missing our new GTLD briefing session. So we have a nice email from them to say they're very sorry, which we have thanked them for. We have, gosh, I can't read my own shorthand now. Ah, I know. In the session on Wicket, there was some reference to the ITU report covering, including making mention of the CCNSO survey on DNSSEC. And Peter Van Rost from Centre has raised concern about that happening and is suggesting that actually it might be timely to redo the survey on DNSSEC, given that that was in 2009. And indeed, if our surveys are going to get into ITU reports, then it might be useful to have another more recent version of that. I'm not asking for us to decide that now. I think we will put that on the agenda for the next council call. Peter also raised some concern about the ability of the ITU to access CCNSO statements, which of course are public, and I suggest we ask him to raise that concern when he's on the call. Obviously there's the balance between making them transparent and not, and we should always tend towards transparency has been our approach. Okay, and there was also an item on Wicket statements. So just at the last session, there were suggestions about making some either a CCNSO statement or some common wordings that country code managers could use. Keith, do you want to speak to that briefly?
Yes, I think it's probably best if I do a summary of that actual session and see if I can synthesise from that the outcome. But I think it's a good idea in principle, but it's something that we probably need to talk about a little bit more. So I'll prepare something, circulate it for the next call.
Excellent. We'll put that on the agenda for the call on the in the end of August. Anyone else? Any other business? Margarita?
No, not from my point.
Thank you, Margarita. Sokol?
No, I was just thinking, I'm sorry for going back to the agenda, but perhaps this is one point to discuss internally within the informal council study group on participation. I was thinking about the message or news that Hong conveyed with regard to the leadership and orientation program. We might be interested to see whether we can connect to that with increase of participation and with the work that we are doing in our group. So this is might be one point for our next call, to see the goals of this new program and to see how we can reflect in our work. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'm assuming, Fernando, your group can take that on board too. Okay, excellent. Anyone for anything else? Okay, so let me end with an "and finally." And finally, sincere thanks to all of the participants during our 2 days of meetings and the presenters who've been very professional. It's been a very interesting agenda. Thank you to the working groups who've reported into this meeting. As you'll have gathered, there's been a large number of working groups who have done so, and particular thanks to the working group chairs. And thank you especially to Nick.cz, Andres, great job. Great job to you and your team. Thank you for sponsoring the CCNSO dinner and for your wonderful and kind hospitality during Prague. We very much enjoyed visiting you. We will want to come back. And lastly, but by no means leastly, sincere thanks to Bart, Gabby and Christina for your excellent job. Thank you. And that closes the CCNSO meeting for Prague, and I look forward to seeing you all in Toronto.